life in our 20s can feel like one perpetual transition. It's like we have no idea where we're going, yet we're so sure that we cannot stay on the same spot. But I want to ask this question. As you walk through life's transition, 20s, what guides your way? Is it fear or is it faith? Now, fear says, I am a failure. I cannot do this. I am weak. I'm stuck where I am. I cannot achieve this goal. I can't move forward. I'm just stuck. But faith says, this transition is taking me to a much better place. And so I'm going to keep moving forward. I choose success. I choose to be the better version of myself. And I choose to settle for anything less than the best. I'm not a mediocre, and I believe I can do all things. So 20s, as you walk through life's transition, choose faith over fear. Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to another exciting episode on Realities of the 20s podcast. I'm Precious Brown, the girl with an English name but has a Yoruba background. How are you guys doing today? I hope you're all staying safe, and I hope you're all staying healthy, guys. Please, it's very important, because the truth is, if the economy dies today, it can revive tomorrow. But if a human being dies, if a human being dies, honestly, it will only take a miracle to revive the person. So let us try to stay safe and to stay healthy. Okay, so as usual today, I'll be starting by announcing the winners of my weekly 20-something riddle. Now, this time, the riddle was a very simple one, and it was, a rich man needs dash. A poor man has dash. If you eat dash, you die, and when you die, you can take dash with you. Now, just one word fills all the four blank spaces, and it's a seven-letter word. So what do you think the answer is, guys? All right, let me not give you or put you on any unnecessary suspense. So the answer to that riddle is nothing. Yeah, nothing is the seven-letter word that fills all the four blank spaces. So, a rich man needs nothing, a poor man has nothing. If you eat nothing, you die, and when you die, you can take absolutely nothing with you. So, this time around, guys, I have 8 winners. Can you imagine? The riddle was absolutely simple, and I have 8 winners this week, and they are John, Chooks, Destiny, Femi, Tudun, Damien, Damola, and Influence. Congratulations to you guys. Thank you so much for participating in my weekly 20-something riddle. I'll be posting your pictures very shortly, and I also hope that you tell me briefly about yourself and tell me what you do as a 20-something. So, if you haven't been participating in my weekly 20-something riddle, I really don't know why you are denying yourself of so much fun. But I want to implore you to get involved, and I can assure you that you're also going to enjoy it. So, congratulations once again to John, Chooks, Destiny, Femi, Tudun, Damien, Damola, and Influence. Influence is actually a second-time winner. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to delve straight into today's episode, and I will be talking about focusing on our identity capital and not our identity crisis. So focus on your identity capital and not your identity crisis. But before I start, I'll be sharing a very short story, very short but interesting story with you, and I would really want you to pay attention, because it's a very interesting story, like I said. So, story. Really, I miss my childhood days. All right, okay, let's do this. Story. You say story now. story. Once upon a time, there was a man named Erik Erikson. Erik Erikson was an American-German psychologist. He was formerly known as Erik Salomonsen. He was a blonde-haired German boy born to a dark-haired mother and to a father that he never knew. On Erik's third birthday, his mother married a local pediatrician who adopted Erik, making him Erik Homburger. Erik was raised in the Jewish tradition, and at the temple, Erik was always teased for his fair complexion. And at school, he was teased for being Jewish. That must have been a tough time for him. Erik often felt confused about who he was. After high school, he hoped to become an artist, so he traveled around Europe taking art classes and sometimes sleeping under bridges. At 25, he returned to Germany and worked as an art teacher, studied Montessori education, got married, and started a family. After teaching the children of some very prominent psychoanalysts, Erik was analyzed by Sigmund Freud's daughter, Anna, and he went on to earn a degree in psychoanalysis. In his 30s, Erik moved his family to the United States, where he became a famous psychoanalyst and a developmental theorist. Despite lacking a bachelor's degree, he taught at Harvard, Yale, and Berkeley, and also wrote several books before winning a Pulitzer Prize. Now, a Pulitzer Prize is an award in the US for achievements in literature, journalism, or music. Hinting at his feelings of fatherlessness and his status as a self-made man, he changed his name to Erik Erikson, meaning son of himself. And he's best known for coining the term identity crisis in 1950. Thank you for listening to my story. That is the end of my story about Erik Erikson. I hope you enjoyed it. So, we're going to be taking a cue from Erik's life, and we're going to be drawing one or two things from Erik's life. So, from Erik's biography, we discover that he was a product, or he lived the life of a 21st century man. And just like so many of us, he faced the questions of cultural identity. He spent his teens and his 20s in search of himself. He spent most of his teens and 20s on the path to self-discovery, which is what a lot of 20s are doing as well, which is what most of us are doing right now. We are all on a path to self-discovery. Our 20s is a time for self-discovery. Also, Erik spent some of his youth having an identity crisis, but along the way, he was also earning what some sociologists would call identity capital, which brings me to my topic for today. Now, what is identity capital? What is your identity capital? What is my identity capital? So, you might think you're facing what is called identity crisis, but I'm here to let you know that there is something called identity capital, which a lot of us need to embrace more. And your identity capital is your collection of personal assets. It is the repertoire of individual resources that you assemble over time. Your identity capital are those investments that you make in yourself, the things that you do well enough, things that you do long enough, and they eventually become a part of who you are. Now, some people's identity capital goes on a resume, such as their degrees, their jobs. You know, a lot of 20s spend a lot of time gathering degrees, working at various jobs and so on. Now, for other people, their identity capital is more personal, such as how they speak, how they solve problems, and etc. Also, identity capital can be defined as how we build ourselves bit by bit over time. Things that we do consistently over time, you know, makes up what we call our identity capital. But most importantly, our identity capital is what we bring to the adult marketplace. It is the currency that we use to metaphorically purchase jobs and relationships and other things that we want. I hope we're getting it. Okay, so this path to identity is associated with a host of positive outcomes, including a clearer sense of self. The more you explore, the more you do things long enough, the more you have a clearer sense of yourself, the more you have greater life satisfaction, better stress management, stronger reasoning, and a whole lot more. Now, research has shown that 20-somethings who take the time to explore and also have the nerve to make commitments along the way construct stronger identities, and they also have higher self-esteem and more persevering, and they are more persevering and they are more realistic. The reality for most of us is after we move from higher institutions or colleges, we start working different jobs, or some people try to lay their hands on anything and everything that, you know, comes their way. Some people might think this is an identity crisis, you know, when you are very confused on a particular path to go or a particular thing to do, you know, you just feel like you're suffering from an identity crisis. But the truth is, what you're actually doing is that you're gaining identity capital. Just like Eric, you know, he went from identity crisis to winning a Pulitzer Prize. He traveled around, slept under some bridges, he taught art classes, took some education classes, he started training in psychoanalysis, he met some influential people. At age 30, he earned his psychoanalytic degree, and he began a career in teaching, in psychoanalysis. He became a writer and then a theorist. So everything that he went through in his teens and his 20s, all of the things that he was doing, the experiences that he was getting, everything can be summed up as getting an identity capital. So one thing that I know, or one of the mistakes that I feel that a lot of 20s make, is that most times we always wait until something better comes along. And while we wait, it's like we're wasting a lot of time. We always wait for something better to come along. We wait for a better job to come along, and we sit around doing nothing. But the truth is, something better doesn't just come along. It is one good piece of capital that you need to get to better. So remember that I define identity capital as the investments that we make in ourselves. So before something better comes along, there has to be a lot of preparation on our own part. You know what they say about preparation? They say preparation comes before opportunity. It's actually very true. And that is what it means. That's the summary of what your identity capital means. It's more like you preparing yourself for the bigger picture. You're preparing yourself for the main thing. But at the same time, you're not just ignoring other things that come your way. You're getting yourself busy and, you know, stuff like that. So another thing is, I really don't think a lot of people right now are doing things that they studied in uni. If you look around, a lot of people don't, or people who are making waves right now in especially even in the entertainment industry, for example. Okay, I did a little research and I discovered that most of these entertainers, the celebrities and in most of the entertainers, a lot of them are not practicing what they actually studied in school. Okay, for example, Keith Henshaw studied medical microbiology. Funke Akindele studied law. Dr. Seed studied dental surgery. Peruzzi, Her Royal Majesty, Peruzzi was actually studying medicine in Ukraine before delving into music. So the truth is, no one that there's really no one that is really doing something that they studied in school. Well, it's not a general thing anyway. Some people are actually start to pursue their career right from when they're in school. But there is no one that I know really that knew what they wanted to do when they graduated. What people are doing now is usually not something that they'd ever even heard of when they were in school. I know it's a very funny thing, but that's the truth. So instead of being so hard on ourselves, I think we should just push ourselves to take some work leaps or a wider range of jobs, and let's also try to experiment with work, with different skills and stuff like that. And also, I should let us know that life gets going when we use the bit of capital that we have to get the next piece of capital that we want. I'm gonna say that again. Life gets going when we use the bit of capital that we have to get the next piece of capital that we want. Remember, the only way to figure out what to do is to actually do something. Don't just sit around, and don't just fold your arms and expect that something better will come along. This is the time for us to explore, and this is the time for us to take as much risk as possible. And by doing so, we are getting what I call, or what is called, identity capital. So remember, like I said, that the only way to figure out what to do is to actually do something. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, I'm Precious Brown and I'm 20 something. Bye.